In summary, this lesson discussed several aspects of legacy-based data generation. We started by discussing how the WSR88D uses pulse pair processing instead of measuring the phase shift of a single pulse to identify the Doppler velocity estimate. The radar also uses the PRF of the transmitted signal to determine the maximum unambiguous velocity, or Vmax. The phase shift and Vmax allows the radar to calculate the first guess velocity estimate. When calculating the legacy base data, we covered several key points. First, the base reflectivity value is computed from an average of the return power from multiple pulses. The radar calculates base velocity from the phasor vector sum, which is a power-weighted average of all the pulses that sample the volume. Lastly, base spectrum width measures the dispersion of the Doppler power spectrum curve for the pulses that sample the volume. For all three data moments, the radar calculates super resolution data on the lower elevation split cuts, while standard resolution data are generated on the batch cuts and higher tilts. When you're ready, proceed to the next slide to take the quiz.